Jelly. Written by Reichit. Read by Crimson Moon. Summary. Scar, a Vex who's recently left his woodland mansion in search of a better life, makes a new friend. It's not often that a Vex leaves their contract, but Scar has always been strange for a Vex. Too ambitious, too bright-eyed, too full of dreams and desires to stay happy, bound in contract with an evoker who won't ever do anything their mansion doesn't dictate. So, tired and restless and brimming with frustration, Scar had left. He doubts his absence has ever been noticed. There was always more Vexes to summon, more ready to fight and die in ceaseless violence for violence's sake, pillaging villages, and then not even rebuilding on the ruins. His jungle's far from his home biome of a dark forest, much warmer and muggier, filled with life in a way that the deep shadows of dark forest had prevented, shrouding the biome with perpetual gloom from which monsters crept. Scar can hear the chirping of the parrots and the grumbling of the pandas, the wind rustling through the leaves, and the smell of growing things, cocoa beans, flowers, bamboo, filling his nose. He swoops down to perch on a log by the river, for even Vexes need to drink water to live when bereft of the magic of a summoner to draw their life force from. He dips gray-blue hands into the stream, cupping and bringing it to his face. It tastes good. Thank the developers that water, by standard code, is always pure and free from contamination, no matter the biome it's found in. Scar's heard stories from other Vexes that not all servers stay standard, that some add mods to make survival more difficult, just for the challenge of it. Not here, thankfully, though Scar is intrigued by the nature of players to reach higher and further, developing their own skills and abilities, going as far to handicap themselves and then thrive anyway. That's another of Scar's problems. He's always been a bit too enthralled by players, and not in the right way, the acceptable way. He's always been more drawn to what it's like to live like them than by any urge to kill them for it. Scar is shaken from his thoughts at a noise. He looks up and sees an ocelot on the other side of the stream, staring and tilting its head at him. He squeals with excitement and flutters over, realizing a second too late that such often frightens little mobs off. The ocelot does tense, but stays in place, at odds with its naturally nervous nature. Scar's seen cats before, in villages, both before the pillagers descended upon them, lounging in the sun and accepting strokes and scratches, and after, picking through the smoking ruins with their little paws, nervy and skittish. He's always wanted to stroke one, but has never been able to get near enough. An ocelot is not the same as a cat, but they're close enough. Scar stops a short distance away, berating himself for distressing the cute mob, reaching out a hand with bated breath and holding it lingering in the air. "Come on," he begs silently. "Please, just this once, I want to be gentle. I don't want to hurt you. Please." The ocelot sniffs at his trembling fingers, daring to come closer. It licks them, a rough little tongue, and Scar melts. It presses its little head into his palm. Scar would die for this little ocelot. Then, all of a sudden, it nips at him, smearing purple blood and licking at it. "Hey," Scar says, betrayed. "That hurt. Not a lot, mind, but still, he thought he was making a friend." The ocelot shakes its head rapidly, ears flicking and whiskers trembling. Scar suddenly wonders what the magical demonic blood Vexes carry could possibly do to an ocelot, and feels fear for the little creature. All of its fur standing on end, puffing it up, and then... "Oh, is that intended?" Scar murmurs as particles surround the ocelot, and its fur changes color and pattern, from striped orange, black, and white, to striped grays and whites. A secret from the developers? An unintended glitch? The cat, it must be a cat now, it's no longer an ocelot, purrs. Scar becomes very suddenly aware of a new bond trailing between him and the cat. Not a summoning bond, like he shared with his old evoker, now broken by Scar's hands, but a pet bond, a link of affection and duty. This cat is yours to love now. Oh, Scar breathes. And it's... No one ever trusts a Vex with anything. Certainly not a mob entirely under his care and his mercy, relying on him for love and food, for a place to shelter and hands to cradle it gently. The cat comes closer, butts its head against him again, scenting him and seeking affection. Scar's heart is a puddle on the jungle floor, and he feels like a new Vex at just the idea of this cat being his. Hello, Jelly, Scar says, the name flashing and integrating into the cat's data without even a name tag. That's now its entity subdata. Entity.minecraft.cat.jelly. What? Jelly accepts Scar's cuddles, meowing as he scratches behind her. She's a her, he can tell. Ears and purring as he cuddles and strokes her. Warm with new hope and new friendship. Warm as he never was in that cold woodland mansion. He butts his head against hers, flutters his wings, and croons an answering purr. Hello, my friend. My very first friend. The future opens before him. Scar and Jelly are coming for you, world. You'll see. We're coming. We'll be something worth remembering, worth talking about, worth listening to. We'll be something great. The end. Thank you for listening.